previously on Compassion Radio.
Jordan is an orphanage for all the people. They are come from all over the world. When they have war in their country and the people was persecuted in their country.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
From the back streets of Baghdad to your own backyard, you're listening to the daily radio ministry journal that's ever focused on what God is doing in the far corners of the globe. Well, here we are back at it again on this Tuesday, the first day of spring. How do you like that? Our president and host, Bram Floria, has been overseas in recent days to places like Jordan, Egypt, and Tunisia, gathering new stories to share with you, our listeners. I would encourage you to check out our Compassion Radio Facebook page to see the videos and pictures we posted there. In the meantime, we get back to part two of Bram's visit with an Egyptian pastor, Salama Habib, and an interpreter, along with the amazing story he has to share. We pick it up today with Bram asking the pastor about his struggles to reunite with his family.
So your daughter comes to you and says, yes. I won't get married unless God brings you home.
That's right. I can't do this.
And she's willing to.
Yeah. And we are thinking about human solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that you can make your marriage in Amman and then come to Egypt and we make a party for you or a new marriage and then it will be official also. And she say impossible.
Again, these are man's solutions to a problem that God wants to solve.
That's right. And in this time, I was so upset too much. And I feel no hope. I was live alone.
وأعيش في بيت لوحدي.
And I was living in my house, which I have it.
وكان مرات الشيطان يجي يقول لو بتموت هون ما حدا بيسأل عنك.
And sometimes they will attack me, tell me that if you are die while you are sleeping, nobody will look at you.
أكثر من 6 شهور.
More than 6 months I have this fight.
وأنا كنت أشعر بالخوف.
And I was feeling afraid.
أنا في معتقل.
I was feeling that I was in a prison.
بس عندي مفتاح أفتح.
I just have the key for this.
And you have the key to your own prison.
Yeah.
وكنت أروح أخدم.
I was go on ministry.
وأرجع للمعتقل.
And I back for my prison.
So during the day you're free to go minister to others, but inside you were still.
That's right. Inside of me I have a prison.
وأسأل يسوع.
And I always ask Jesus.
حينتهي هذا.
Are you sure that I have time for my freedom?
ما كنت أسمع أي صوت.
I didn't receive any message.
قبل ما بنتي تتزوج.
One day before my daughter married.
مشيت في شوارع القاهرة.
I walk in the Cairo street.
وحكيت مع الرب بصراحة.
I was talking with the Lord clearly.
كنت مش بصلي كنت بتكلم معه.
I was not praying for him. I was talking with him.
حكينا 3 ساعات.
We talk about 3 hours.
أنا تعبت.
And then after that I'm so tired.
فقلت له ممكن يا رب تقعد جنبي.
I have hurt in my legs because I'm walking while I'm talking to him, so I feel I'm tired. So I said to him, why not you didn't come beside me? Can you?
وبعدين قلت له أنا بردان.
And also I feel cold.
وعايز أنام.
And I won't sleep.
تحضني.
Can I sleep in the floor of the street and then you hug me?
هو حضني.
And he hugged me.
هو قال لي.
And he told me.
روح جيب الشنطة.
Go and bring the bag.
هو حكى معي قال لي.
And he talked with me and told me.
هات شنطة هدومك.
Bring your bag.
حط هدومك.
And put on your clothes over there.
بدي ارجعك لبيتك.
I will send you back to your home.
قلت له حدا ممكن يوافقك.
nobody will agree about my back to Jordan. And was lying in the street.
وكنت شاعر بحضنه لي.
And I was feeling that he's hugged me really.
قال لي.
And he told me.
أنا إله الأردن.
I am the God of Jordan.
مش هعرف أعمل شيء.
I answer him, God, I can't do anything.
قال لي بتروح على البيت.
Go home.
بتحط غراضك في الشنطة.
Take your bag.
وبتقفل الشنطة.
And have a ticket to Jordan.
We get this clear right now that God Himself is telling you, after all of this waiting, after all of this silence,
yes,
in one day He decides to answer you when your wall has fallen down.
Yes.
And He's telling you to buy a ticket home. And even then, your spirit is saying, no, I can't go because they won't let me in.
I was told that they will not tell me, let me in.
But you obeyed.
Yes.
في هذا بالليل اتصل صموئيل ابني
my son Samuel
كارو تعال على الأردن
told me go and have a ticket and come to Jordan
كنت سمعت من يسوع قبل ما صموئيل يحكي
before Samuel called me the Lord was telling me this
so Samuel confirmed what God had told you in your heart
that's right
وصموئيل كان حكى مع مسؤول في الأردن
Samuel was talking with one of the important people here in Jordan
وهو حكى له ممكن يدخل أسبوع
And I have the ticket and came.
والرب قال لي أنت هتدخل يوم الخميس.
And the Lord told me you will go in Jordan in Thursday.
It sounds to me like God was saying, I will resurrect you mm-hmm. and bring you back on the third day.
Yeah.
Well, even then we're in a rush.
كبت الطيارة يوم الأربعاء.
I have the plane on Wednesday.
ووصلت يوم الأربعاء.
And arrived Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
وفي المطار قالوا لي ممنوع تدخل الأردن.
In the airport said no, not allowed to.
ترجع تاني لمصر.
You have to get back to Egypt.
So you came a day early.
Yes.
And they tell you to go away.
Yeah.
وأنا خدت ختم رجوع.
And I have stamp is refused.
ونمت في المطار.
I sleep in the airport.
Airport there that night.
وصموئيل ابني وأصدقائه كانوا برا بيستنوني.
Samuel and his friends were awaiting me outside.
كان موضوع صعب كثير.
It was so impossible.
بوعية كده.
And I'm not normal me to sleep like that with my cloth.
لكن في هذا الوقت نمت تمام.
But in this time I slept deep sleep.
الله في الحلم قال لي.
While I'm sleeping I have dream the Lord told me.
هتدخل الأردن.
You will go in to Jordan.
وأنا قلت له يا رب خدت ختم عودة على مصر.
I have refused and I have to back to Cairo.
والله قال صدقني.
And the Lord told me believe me.
كان طيارتي لازم تكون الساعة 10 بالليل.
And my plane must be at 10 p.m.
اللي حترجع لمصر.
To back to Egypt.
عمل معجزة مع حدا من أصدقائي
and the Lord do a miracle with one of my friends here.
أنا ما بعرفه أبدا
and I don't know him before
مش عارف شو أنا مش عارف هو عمل إيه
I don't know what he did
لكن أنا تفاجأت إنه في ضابط
but I was surprised I find a major the police of the airport
okay so the police at the airport get
came
some
to
message
me. Came to me someone's okay. major
a major okay So a major in the police force came to visit with him at the airport.
Mm-hmm. No, he just came to him. Okay. Not visiting, he came to him.
Okay.
إجا ناداني
and called me.
وحكى معايا
and speak with me.
أنت بتعرف كل المسؤولين دول?
How you know all those important people in Jordan?
وأنا حكيت له أنا ما بعرف حدا.
I don't know anybody.
وهو حكى
He take me for another room.
كان كريم جدا جدا معي.
He was so generous with me.
جاب لي أكل.
Bring me a food and tea.
وقعدني في مكتبه.
And make me stay in his office.
وبعدين قال لي أنت مستحيل تدخل الأردن.
And he told me it's impossible for you to go inside Jordan.
بس أنا ما بعرف.
But I don't know.
في موافقة بدخولك.
There is agreement say we allowed you to go in.
So he can't explain why, but suddenly yes. he has permission to let him in the country.
That's right.
On the day that God had promised you, he would come in.
We'll get right back to the program in just a moment. Friend, this coming March the 25th will mark our 74th year of broadcast ministry on radio, which means the day after that, we will kick off our 75th year on the air. Quite an accomplishment. Friend, thank you so much for listening and for your unwavering support of this Boots on the Ground ministry. Please do consider a special anniversary gift this month. It would bless us so much to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or you can reach us online and give right at our website, safe and secure, at CompassionRadio.com. We'll have a lot more to share towards the end of the broadcast, and we'll also pass along our mailing address at that time. In the meantime, let's get back to today's program.
So he can't explain why, but suddenly yes. He has permission to let him in the country.
That's right.
On the day that God had promised you, you would come in.
في نفس اليوم ربنا وعدنا كل خير فيه.
الخميس.
Thursday.
كان كنا الساعة تقريبا 2:30 الظهر.
It is about 2:30 afternoon.
وهو وافق على دخولي.
And he stamped to my entries.
وأنا دخلت معقول اللي الله قاله صح.
And while I'm out from the airport towards my home, I was look at the road. I say, it's impossible. This is the Lord willing, and the Lord word exactly happened.
إنه الله عم بعمل معي معجزة.
And I was not recognized that the Lord doing this miracle with me.
أنا كنت مذهول جدا.
I was shocked.
وأنا قلت معقول هأحضر فرح بنتي.
And I was shocked that I'm going to my daughter's wedding.
قبل الفرح بسبع ساعات.
I just go inside Jordan 7 hours before the wedding.
جيت لقيت زوجتي في المستشفى مريضة.
I came and find my wife sick in the hospital.
On the same day.
Yeah.
سعاد ساعتها عندها مشاكل في الكلى.
And سعاد, my wife, she has problem in kidneys.
وكانوا حجزينها في المستشفى.
And they was put her in the hospital.
وكان ممنوع تطلع من المستشفى.
She was not allowed her to go out from the hospital.
وأنا لما جيت ودوني على المستشفى.
It is the hospital first.
وأنا تفاجأت إن زوجتي في المستشفى من فترة.
I was shocked that my wife in the hospital for a long time. I don't know.
ما كنت أعرف
إنه. I was not know that before. Nobody tell me.
هي هذا الوقت كله في المستشفى.
I don't know that before that she was staying in the hospital all this time.
هي تحضر فرح بنتنا بكرة.
And I asked the doctor, can I have my wife to be with me and my daughter wedding tomorrow?
هو قال مستحيل.
It's impossible.
It's impossible again. Pastor, at this point, are you beginning to believe God's word for you?
في النقطة دي لما سمعتك إنها مستحيل برضو لسه كنت بتصدق ربنا.
أنا وقفت صليت لسعاد.
And this time I was praying for my wife. I was believing God.
وأنا قلت له يا رب.
And I say to the Lord.
عملت شيء صعب.
You do a miracle with me. It's impossible.
ودخلتنا.
Make me inside Jordan.
تعرف توقف سعاد.
Can you heal سعاد, my wife?
نحضر فرح بنتنا.
Can we go together to have our daughter wedding?
أنا سمعت الله قال لي بتصدقني.
And I hear the voice of the Lord to me. Do you believe in me?
وأنا قلت له صدق يا رب.
Yes, I believe in you.
وبيتنا هون في ناس كتير.
In this house was a lot of people who were coming to the wedding.
وإحنا جينا الساعة 5 على البيت.
We came. خد سعاد يعني.
لا ما خدنا.
I came here about 5 p.m. and I left سعاد in the hospital. My wife.
الساعة 9 بالليل رجعنا على المستشفى.
Clock. I back to the same hospital for my wife.
وحكينا للطبيب.
And I talk with the doctor again. Ask permission to
تدينا بكرة تطلع هي.
Give her tomorrow just to have our daughter waiting for a while.
بس مش تقف عليها.
Okay, I can order to make her go on, but don't make her stand up at all.
بعدين حكى أنا بروح أفحصها وعشان أكتب تقرير.
I will go and check her and then I will write down a report.
خد عينة دم وفحصها.
He took a blood test.
بعدين قال.
And he
بعد ساعة ساعة.
One hour and I will give you the answer.
تقدر تروح اليوم.
So he 1 hour later he came and said you can take care of her.
وتقدر تحضر الفرح.
She can go to the wedding.
السبت الصبح.
But she has back Saturday morning.
Okay.
طلعنا مسكنا يد بعض.
Me and my wife Suhad, we was holding our hand each other.
وطلعت من المستشفى.
And she out of the hospital.
وجينا على البيت
هنا. Came here at house.
ثاني يوم كان عندنا فرح بنتنا.
Next day we have our daughter wedding.
وعملنا لها الفرح.
And we do the wedding for her.
وأنا وسعاد سلمنا على الناس ونحن واقفين.
And me and Suhad was standing and shake hand with everybody.
وعملنا حفلة لسامة.
And do a very good party to Sama, my daughter.
والله ما سمح إنه ترجع سعاد تاني للمستشفى.
The Lord not allowed to Suhad my wife back to the hospital again. She was healed and she stayed with us.
So from the time she stood for her daughter,
yes.
From that time on, she was healed.
Yes.
ولحد الآن سعاد ما راحت تاني للمستشفى.
Until now, Suhad didn't go to the hospital anymore.
Never since.
Never since.
أنا كنت واخد بس 7 أيام.
And I was have permission by 7 days to allow to be tended to my daughter wedding.
ولحد الآن الله ما سامح.
And until now the Lord didn't allowed me to have throughout again.
So you've been basically let loose again in Jordan, and you haven't been bothered since. Well, Pastor, this is one of those God found me in the gutter stories that is absolutely true. Can you speak to those who might be hearing this program today and encourage them with what you believe God would say to them if they feel like there is no hope?
لو وصلت لآخر شيء,
if you are go to the last point,
وشعرت إنه مش ممكن في أمل,
and you have feelings that there is no hope at all,
حشجع إيمان كل اللي بسمعني.
I encourage the faith of everyone hearing me.
طالما أنت عايش,
if you are alive,
ثانية واحدة,
one second,
الله لازال عنده أمل.
The Lord still has hope for you.
والله على العرش.
And the Lord in His throne.
والله يحكم في مملكة الناس.
And the Lord will judge and order in the kingdom of the people.
والله لازال ماسك زمام الأمور.
And the Lord still control everything.
ما تفقدش الأمل.
Don't lose your hope.
ما تفقدش الرجاء في يسوع.
Don't lose your hope in Christ.
وتذكر شيء واحد.
And you have to remember one thing.
لو السماء ساكتة.
If the heaven are silent.
والأرض ما فيهاش جواب.
And earth no answering coming about.
يسوع عنده جواب.
Jesus has the answering for your request.
وعنده جواب لصالحك.
And his answering for you.
بغض النظر عن ظروفك.
It is, doesn't matter your circumstances.
أنا مريت في أصعب وأحلك الظروف.
I test this bad and darkness timing in my life.
لا أرى نور على الأطلاق.
And I didn't see a light at all in all my darkness light.
من كل التجارب جربت.
From all this tested.
المرض.
The Lord tested me. Sickness.
والفقر.
Pouring.
الوحدة.
Lonely.
الخوف.
Afraid.
ضعف.
Weakness.
الفشل.
Losing.
وحكم الناس.
And judgment from people.
كله كان بيقول.
All of that was saying.
إنك فاشل.
You are a loser.
وإلهك ما بيجاوب.
And your God never answered you.
والآن الله.
Now, the Lord.
جاب الجواب.
Give me the answer.
وحكى.
And answer.
وحكم.
And judge.
وحكى لصالحي.
And he ordered for me.
وأنا بعيش اليوم.
Today I live.
لأنه هو لازال على العرش.
Because he's still in his throne.
ولأنه بيقدر ينور الأرض.
Because he can make the darkness in the earth
وجهه.
Going to be light with his face light.
وبقدرته.
And with his authority.
والأرض دي مش متروكة للناس.
And this earth the people cannot control.
المالك الأصلي الله.
The real owner of this earth is the Lord.
Yes. والمالك الحقيقي اللي بيحكم فيها.
True leader and the true judgment and the true owner is the Lord who has given the judgment.
صدق الله.
Believe in God.
لو مشكلتك سنة ونص.
If your problem for more 1.5 years.
أو 3 سنين.
Or maybe
أو
3 years or 10 years.
أو أي مدة.
How long it is, it doesn't matter.
الله لازال على العرش.
The Lord is still in His throne.
وأنا بصدق الله.
And believe in God.
شكركم من كل قلب.
Thank you for everything.
Pastor, I think the word of testimony is powerful. And in some ways, your story itself gives people hope. And that encouragement is very important for people. But it's the Lord Himself that gives us hope. And I see on your face genuine love. And the tears of Jesus. God gives us that compassion for a reason. And I'm certain that the ministry you have here now carries the authority and the compassion of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. مرينا في اختبارات كثيرة.
We pass hard testimonies.
أنا وسعاد والأولاد مرينا في.
My wife سعاد and my children.
اختبارات في البلد هنا.
Tested a lot of testimonies.
أصعب الاختبارات.
In this country it was through the hardest testimony.
مر فيها الخدام.
Some pastors have it here.
Yes.
وسبب إني أنا كاتب أسامي الخدام.
Why I'm write down all the name of the pastors?
لأني بصلي بعرف إنه كل خادم بتألم.
Because I'm praying for them and I know each one of them he has his suffering.
وأنا بصلي لكل خادم.
And I'm praying for every pastors by his name.
وبعائلته.
And his family.
وبمشكلته.
And his problem.
It is a powerful thing to know that somebody who understands the suffering of Jesus is praying for you.
بيقدر يحسب الأمر الآخرين.
نعم.
Yes.
And that you live to see the day of resurrection.
أنت عشت يوم القيامة ده.
مبارك رب.
God is blessed.
Thank you, Pastor Salama Habib, for sharing with us.
شكرا.
It's an honor for us.
بشرف لينا.
شكرا.
Hi, friends. This is Cher Nelson, just coming to you with a little message, which I don't really enjoy bringing to you, but I know you've been hearing on the broadcast that we are really in need of your partnership. Now, this message goes to people who are not on our vision team, people who are not supporting us regularly. Those of you who are, we cannot tell you how grateful we are that you understand enough of our vision, enough of our message to continue to support the program by being partners with us to keep it on the air. We love you. We praise God for you. And I wish we could visit each one of you to tell you how important you are. But there are many, many of you out there that have given in the past for the projects, but somehow you haven't caught the vision yet of what the broadcast can mean in your life. How would you know about some of the places in the world? How would you have heard the testimonies of so many of your brothers and sisters around the world that love Jesus just like you do, but you never would have heard their story, their witness, their testimony had it not been for Compassion Radio? Please, will you consider keeping us on the air? We get messages from you that let us know that you, many of you do understand what we're about. Here's one message. It says, I support Compassion Radio because I love how this ministry is a voice for the voiceless. And you've heard Norm say that so many times. He wants to be the voice for those that can't be heard, for those who are suffering, for those who are needy, and for those who want to share the joy of the Lord with you from around the world. Someone else says, I've realized that my support is needed to help Compassion Radio bring stories from the field that are sadly ignored or simply overlooked. Do you hear these stories from your pulpit? That's not to put your pastor down, because you need to be taking the stories to him, because he has a lot on his plate to do, maybe doesn't have time to research these kind of things. You need to help broaden his awareness of what's going on in the world. But you do understand that there are not many places to go to hear these stories, and we want so much to bring these into your world, into your life, into your heart, so that you can have the joy with us that we have in being able to touch these people around the world. Your gifts can help us with so many things. First of all, of course, to keep us on the air. Most people have no concept of what airtime costs. But we know that we'll only be there if the Lord wants us to be there. But we have to tell you what we need for you to consider whether you want to be a part of keeping us there. But it also helps us take advantage of the many opportunities we have to travel to difficult places and to encourage those who are suffering for Christ. You've heard Norm talk so much about the ministry of showing up. We have lived that for years now. What it means to people to have someone come, look them in the eye, hug them, Pray with them and tell them there are people in America who love you, who are praying for you. That is the power that we carry when we show up. You give us that power. You give us the ability to produce and air daily programs. We need you to be a partner. If you love hearing what God is doing around the world, please take us into your hearts and support us.
Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or look us up online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.